Thank you. In the web of hopelessness. When I say black. Do you feel it's an attack or a lack of understanding on my part or just wrath coming from me? Do you see me as a threat to your safety? When I say whitey, do you consider that bigotry? If I say I care not about politics, would you consider me an anarchist? If I say no to religion, would that be considered an extension of my misconception about what you think of me? Do you see what I mean? If I said I didn't smoke or take coke, would you take it for a joke and cry, then wonder why I told such a lie? Are you upset because my poems sometimes make you fret about the future of things to come? Would you call me a brute if I wore a suit or said I was cute? Do you think I would be a better writer if my poems were lighter, spoke more about nature or some adventure that gave me pleasure? Would you love me more if I spoke less about the poor and talked about the women I adore? Now, after listening to this, are you looking for a twist or just another rhyme in the next line? The solutions that you seek will not be in the streak of a pen or even 10 line of mine. The problems are the same, but don't blame me because I see that part of reality that pains and stays the heart. I came into this life with neither guns or knives. I made no laws with all its flaws about black and white and what's wrong from what's right. I speak, I write of what I see, of men holding men in slavery, of color, class, and creed, of lust, envy, and greed. So don't blame me if when I speak you do feel weak. I did not create it. No, tell me this. Would you accuse me of causing a riot if I was quiet? Would you? Thank you.
We'll be right back. Thank you.